Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulls us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Stuff under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors.
It's the streets that talk, this sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. It's March 20th, 2024. We coming to you live and direct. It's the Dream Team. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got ICE. We got T Rizzy, Styles the God, OG the Buck. We make up the Dream Team. We in the building, baby. With the deal, ICE.
Oh man. Hey man. If it ain't cold in Cleveland, it's hot in Cleveland. If it ain't hot, it's cold and raining and snowing. But guess what? Thank God for another day, baby. That's all I can tell you. Yeah.
Streets.
Man, it's that time of year. You don't know what you're getting from the weather. So when you don't know what you're getting from the weather, that means it's March Madness. You don't know what you're going to get with these games. Oh, my.
Grand
wow.
In there, I see.
Before we get started, I was about to say that. Shout out to my Lowe's. We'll get to them. Trust me. We going to get to my Lowe's. Lowe's up, baby.
So,
we
so
in this, baby.
That went to Division One?
Yes. And my point, when I was there, we were so good, we should have been D1 then. They had a vision beforehand, ICE. The coach, let him rest in peace, Coach Mack, he lied to us and said by the time you be a senior, we'll be D1 and all that. Man, look at us now. Look at
right.
us now. He forecasted, man. We up there. Took a minute. But we was D1 before D1, man. Like these Cal State Bakersfields, they're D1 now too. And they should have been D1 back then. Mm. It's a lot of teams that should be D1. It's just, you know, the numbers and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, shout out to my Lowe's. So shout out to all the mid-majors that's, you know, and won they conference, to all the 68 teams that have been invited to one shiny moment, man. One shiny moment. Well, anyway, let me say this, ICE. We in the building, baby. Let me ask you this. Let's get started. The first up on the streets, man, at the first stoplight. Will any number one team, that's Houston, that's Purdue, that's North Carolina, and that's UConn, will they get knocked off the first weekend in the Sweet 16, before the Sweet 16?
Before the Sweet 16?
Will they get knocked? If they got to win both games this weekend coming up, will any of them teams lose this weekend?
Well, you know, last year it was out of the top four teams, three got knocked out in the first round. Okay? So anything can happen. But I think this year, it's a shortcut favorite for me, really, for UConn. But I think Houston can get knocked out because Houston played great defense, and Purdue can get knocked out. I think two of those teams get knocked out before the Sweet 16. Okay, so so my thinking is UConn. And I think North Carolina is one of the they'll get out of there. They get to the Sweet 16. But I ain't sure about Houston because they don't have a lot of explosive offense. And Purdue, man, this guy been playing for 16 years in college, man. He should be player of the year in college, man. Played all 4 years, 5 years, red shirt. And so he's a Tim Duncan type of guy, but he never wowed me. And Purdue don't have enough offense, man, to I don't think they can get by. Teams like I really don't think they can get by. I think it's Gonzaga in there and Trayton. I don't think they can get by those. And I think Gonzaga had a down year, man. But they'll beat Purdue because they don't have a lot of scores though. So that's in my prediction.
So you're saying Purdue and Houston will not survive the weekend?
No, they won't. No, they won't.
Ooh-wee. That's going to be real tough. And
you got the player of the year. You got the number one defense in the land in Houston. But they don't have enough offense.
Okay, and listen to this. I agree to a certain extent. Only reason why I say maybe they'll make it out the weekend is because of the matchups. Now, if Texas A&M, they're hot right now, you know, that 8-9 game, Nebraska, everybody's, you know what I'm saying, kind of hot right now. So it's going to be crucial between those guys, but I think they can make it. ICE, that's tough. It's gonna be tough. I think it's going to be tough for all those guys except Purdue and UConn the first weekend. They're going to be playing a play-in team on Friday. Purdue will be. And they'll play that team, and then they'll play the winner between Utah State and TCU, who I think that'll be a hard-fought game, and that winner be licking their wounds to play against Purdue. And I don't think they'll have enough to match that. But, again, I think that being said, Houston may get knocked. Of course, I don't think UConn will get knocked. UNC is intriguing. They just lost in the tournament, in the ACC tournament, against North Carolina State, who eventually won and who's hot right now. So I think all four make it. All four make it. Now, let me ask you this, ICE. Out of those four teams, who has the easiest route to make it to the Sweet 16? I mean, to make it to the Final Four. Who has the easiest route?
Well, man, I mean, considering, I think you kind of got the easiest route, man. I like Illinois. And, I think they got the easiest route. Houston has to play Wisconsin, Duke, North Carolina State, and Kentucky. Kentucky just got hot, and Marquette is coming out of there, and that's in the South. And then Purdue got Gonzaga, they got Kansas, and even though my man got hurt from Kansas, and they got South Carolina, and they got Creighton. Okay, so they got some good teams, man. They got Texas, so. And the hardest team to me, for UConn, to get out of that round. Iowa State. So I think UConn got the easiest path, man. Best to get to the Final Four. What do you think, Elba? Talk to me.
Oh, you said that. The easiest is UConn, and I think they have the hardest.
Why do you think they got the hardest?
First game, because after their first game, they're going to play maybe FAU, who was in the Final Four last year, okay? Now, the 5-seed, San Diego State, they also play for the national championship against UConn. Am I correct? They also have to play the SEC. They also have to play against the SEC tournament champion in Auburn. They would also have to play Illinois, who is the Big Ten tournament champion. Then they would also have to play the Big 12 tournament champion. Those are... Did you hear what I – That's why UConn have the hardest. They don't want UConn to repeat.
You said that too, huh?
I don't understand why they would do that to a team that's the number one overall seed. I thought that if you're the number one overall seed, you usually get kind of like a good, easy type of bracket. But they just loaded them up. To me, you said it was Purdue.
The Big Ten, much as I like the Big Ten, I don't think that conference it ain't been good.
Okay,
years,
we
man.
Can. That's we can say that about Duke in the ACC. We can
right.
say that about a lot of teams. You feel what a lot of conference. I'm just giving you facts on the people who they're in with, and they got automatic bids on big Power Five conferences. That's all I'm saying. We can say the conference was weak and all that kind of stuff, but this I'm just giving you know what I mean? Those are the teams who won it all. Now, the easiest path that I think is Purdue. I mean, again, you said it, Kansas, Gonzaga, they have a down year. I think Oregon is going to knock off South Carolina. This, you know what I'm saying, in the first game. That's going to be a great game, but I think that's going to be an upset, you know what I mean, special. So Tennessee, Rick Barnes, I'm not a big believer in him. I always bet against him. He may lose against St. Peter's. Who knows? You know that on the show. We've been doing this for some years. I always say Rick Barnes is a great recruiter, him and Sean Miller, but they aren't good coaches when it comes to tournament time and it gets real close. That's just my opinion. And you go and check the stats and check how, you know, when they get bowed out. So, and they be high seeds going in. Okay. Let me ask you this, and I'll go to you first, Ro, since you just came in. Who's your give me two sleepers that you think that can make it to the Sweet 16?
Okay. Hey, Dream Team and the family, how we doing? Glad to be on the show on a Wednesday. Y'all know what it is. Number one, I'm pretty biased with it, but they almost got 30 wins this season. I'm going to say Grand Canyon University is a sleeper. Nobody's really picking them. They weren't ranked all season. They had the same record as UConn. Nobody even noticed it. Everybody checking out North Carolina, Kansas, all these other schools, Illinois. Yeah, they putting them all up there. They've been sleeping on them Lopes from Grand Canyon out here on the west side of things. Y'all know if they win, they get to come home. So if they can just make it home, they might have a favorable crowd. You know what I mean? Number two, my second team, man, I really like Iowa State. Iowa State, I keep watching these boys. I keep seeing them climb during the season, and I didn't think they were that good until I really started paying attention the last week of the season to try to get my bracket ready. So I'm like Big Brother Boo. I like Rick Barnes, but damn. Every time this season comes, every time this month come around, they just want to go on spring break early. I don't know why, but that's just Rick Barnes type of thing. But I got love for number three over there. His name is Dalton Connect. He went to Northern Colorado with my boy Junior when he was up in Northern Colorado a couple of years back. So I like Tennessee. I don't think St. Petersburg is going to be much of a challenge, but it could be a hiccup, just like, you know, Purdue. I done already told y'all, don't pick Purdue, don't pick Kansas if you want to survive the first week of the season or the first week of the tournament. Y'all know what it is. Some one of them going down, they going down early. So, yeah, I hope nobody bet 25 push-ups on who going to go out first, because y'all know it's going to go down. Yo, Big Brother Boo, Grand Canyon University, Iowa State, surprised to make the
Sweet 16. Hold on, it's on. Hold on, it's on. ICE. ICE, you got any sleepers? ICE.
Did Tennessee make it?
Yeah, Tennessee a 2 seed.
Okay. Well, hey man, I just like that boy.
Dalton Connect. That's his name.
Dalton Knight.
There you go. He only averaged six points in Northern Colorado before he got to Tennessee, I see.
And the last two years, he averaged 20 last year, averaged 21 last this year. He shoot 40%. He a 40-50, damn near 90 shooter, okay? 6'7". Yeah, he reminds me of Klay Thompson, man. I like this kid, man. He's a sharp shooter, man. He can shoot from deep. He can catch and shoot. He's a catch and shoot guy, and he's pretty. You know what I'm saying? And
yes, sir.
Watch that kid. And watch Tennessee make some noise, man. I like Tennessee right there. And I think they can get by, like, Houston. I think they're in the Houston division. They got too much offense. But you know what, man? It's funny you said Grand Canyon because I left. Oh, goddamn, L makes the team ready. I'm so proud of y'all. Dude. I love
you
poor guy. I love poor guy. I said 29. What is it? 29 or 40 and shit. So they good, man. So, but I was good to see that, though. But who I like, man, I like Dayton, though, man. They got some fun. They always had guards though, man. They got a big man that can play, man. And they can score at all positions, man. I got to, you know, at least get past 16. Dayton is my sleeper, and Tennessee. Tennessee got a chance to get to the Final Four. That's how much I like Tennessee. So, and they, I told you, man, Houston in that same division as south as Houston in, and Houston don't have enough offense, man, for them. So Tennessee. I'm taking Tennessee and Dayton as my two sleepers. L Boogie, what you got?
See, I want to know what's the definition of a sleeper. I mean, being a two seed, I don't know if you're a sleeper.
Well,
that's just
true. I just like that, but the, I mean, I got them to go all the way. So you right, you right, and I'm.
I mean, when you're now sleeper to me is four and under. Like if you're a four seed,
there's a lot of seven seeds. You're that
four,
you know, get to the Final Four too.
Right, right. That's all I'm saying. So that being said, I got a couple since Ciro already said Grand Canyon, and only thing Ro left out was we got a pro on our team. And I want to say this. We've had pros. Okay, I wish it was going on how it was then. I have a lot of money. I ain't trying to be funny, Street. If the NIL was going on back then, and it would be, oh, my goodness. But anyway, Tyron Grant Foster. Remember that name. He will get drafted. He's going to be showing people why we're going to get to the Sweet 16 because of him. That's a player, okay? There's not a lot of players out there, but he's going to carry us to the Sweet 16.
Check him out, okay? He's pretty nice. I had to go to one game this season because they were talking about him. I was like, who is this kid? When I showed up and saw the game, I was like, oh, yeah, I might want to get his autograph. I don't want it too late.
What a point. Shoot guard?
He's a two.
Yes, he's 6'7". He weighs 210 pounds. And again, okay, I don't put my stamp on a lot of guys. You guys know that. I've been around a block a lot. I've seen this guy in person in a workout before he was even there. Okay? I've seen this kid a long time ago. He just got on the stage now. He's going to show. All right? Now, that being said, watch out for James Madison.
Oh.
They have 30
like
wins.
AMU boys?
They're streaky. They're streaky. Okay? They're a 12 seed. They're another 12 seed that I think we might give Wisconsin some fits. Remember, styles make fights. And when you haven't seen guys like that before, it can get crucial. So I'm going to go with James Madison in the South. Okay, of course, we got Grand Canyon, the way you already said that, but I'm going to tell you another team. Okay, watch out for Oregon.
Ooh, yeah. Pac-12. About to get this. They about to try to do something big.
I know it's against our youngin, who's from Cleveland. He goes to South Carolina, Michi Johnson. I'm sorry, Michi, but Oregon is kind of hot right now. I just got a funny feeling they might get you guys in Pittsburgh. Okay?
Uh-oh.
All right?
Uh-oh.
And I hate to say that. I hate to say that, man. But
strength.
Yeah, I think it may be going down. When we come back, we're going to talk more NFL. What you think about Caleb Williams and his pro day? What they talking about? Justin Fields to Pittsburgh. Mike Williams to the Jets. It's going down in the league. And if you didn't know, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Let's go. Up and down like his Wall Street home.
But this is worse than the Dow Jones. Your brains are now blown all over that brown bone. One slip, you are now gone. Welcome to hell where you are welcome to sell. But when the shells come, you better return them. All scars, we earn them. All cars, we learn them like the back of our hand. We watch for cops hopping out the back of van. Wear a G on my chest, I don't need that for damn. This ain't a stone outfit, Holmes Holmes is about it. Was clapping them flamers before I became famous. For playing me, y'all shall forever remain nameless. I am home. Sure I do. I tell you the difference between me and them. They trying to get they ones, I'm trying to get them M's. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In just 5 years, 40 million more. You are now looking at the 40 million boy. I'm raping Def Jam till I'm the 100 million man. R-O-C. That's where you're wrong. I came into this motherfucker 100 grand strong. 9 to be exact, from grinding cheap packs. Put this shit in motion, ain't no rewinding me back. Could make 40 off a brick, but one rhyme could beat that. And if somebody would've told him that Ho would sell clothing, not in this lifetime, wasn't in my right mind. That's another difference that's between me and them. I smarten up, open the market up. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In 18 months, 80 million more. Now add that number up with the one I said before. You are now looking at one smart black boy. Mama ain't raised no fool. Put me anywhere on God's green earth, I triple my worth. Motherfucker, I will not lose. Put something on it. I sell ice in the winter. I sell fire in hell. I am a hustler, baby. I sell water to a well. I was born to get cake. Move on and switch states. Chop the coupe with the roof gone and switch plates. Was born to dictate. Never follow orders, dick face. Get your shit straight. Fuck all, this is Big J. I will not.
It's the Streets of Talk, it's Forrest Talk Show, with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. It's March Madness, and with that, it's crazy weather. This is going to be crazy games. A lot of buzzer beaters, a lot of faces that's going to be crying for joy and agony of defeat. And everybody want to get that one shining moment. Who is the number one that will not survive the weekend? Which number one's got the hardest or the easiest path to the Final Four? Let us know. Give us a call, 515-605-9750. Get in the asylum. Verbal jab with the Dream Team. Let's get to the NFL free agency. ICE, let me ask you this, man. Justin Fields has been traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. What does this mean for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Justin Fields' career moving forward?
What it means is they're still going to be in last place this year. But Justin Fields, that is a great team for him to go to. I don't think Tomlin, since he's been there, has proven to me that he could, you know, make a quarterback be a a Pro Bowler. You know, he ain't really had Ben, he really didn't have Ben to the latter part of his. He did have about his best time when he had Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and that was the best offense. He was gonna get them errors, and he had them at that best, and he couldn't get them over the hump. So that being said, the quarterbacks he had lately, he'd be average. He'd be a 500 coach, man, because he had a losing record. So he'll be average again with the just because their defense can play and they got and Fields and I'm kind of like a little bit mad, like, damn, you know, shit, you know, he can get better, you know, that's like the perfect fit for him, man, you know what I'm saying? If they can groom him right, so I think you better get him now, you know, because he's still he's young, he's 25. Russell Wilson probably his last to rock for sure. And he can learn from him, and you know they might go in, and whoever wins, and Russell Wilson will have to be on his game for him not to be on the field, but they still probably going to use him somehow in a package deal to get, you know, make some runs or rushing plays. They're going to use him regardless. But they just grooming him. Russell Wilson just grooming him to get ready. But this year, I think there'll be a 500 team again, man, just because Tom and the quarterback is better than last year's quarterback. But that's a good pickup for Pittsburgh, man. I think he got a fourth or fifth round pick for him. That's a steal, okay? And he still threw 17 and 16 touchdowns those two, the last 2 years, seven his first year, rushed 4,000 yards. So with being groomed, I love all my Ohio State players, man. Damn it, he ain't got to be in our division. But yeah, that's a good pickup. Streets is talking.
Boy, you sound like Ohio State Buckeye fan for real. Look here, man, I told y'all last week where that boy was going to end up. That's the best fit for Justin Fields, whether he was traded or if he just signed as a free agent. I like the fact that Justin Fields and Russell Wilson get to share film room together as quarterbacks. Justin Fields will depend and lean on Russell Wilson for advice on how to get it done. Come on, guys. Let's not forget, Russell Wilson does have a Super Bowl, and he's been to two of them. You compare that with Mike Tomlin and what he's trying to do. Mike Tomlin has yet to have a losing season. So to have quarterbacks like that in your locker room and to provide leadership, I would take that if I was the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not taking anything away from Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett may have been the guy to get the job done, but his time has come and it is gone. So what does the NFL do? We know what they do. They go and replace players. They go out and try to find the best player available for their team. And I believe the Pittsburgh Steelers have made an upgrade in that position. So I believe Mike Tomlin and Russell Wilson with Justin Fields, they will have a winning record. It may not seem like it right now, but just wait. A lot of more pieces of the puzzle that still need to be put together with the draft coming. But you know it's not done. It ain't over yet. Just getting started. Just getting warmed up. Pittsburgh is making a lot of moves right now. Right, Matt? Pittsburgh, do what you got to do. Because one thing we know for sure, Mike Tomlin not going to have a losing season, man. With Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, man, stop. Come on, man. Great pickup for the Pittsburgh Steelers. All the other players that's falling in line, yeah, it ain't over. We going to still be surprised and shocked by the time the NFL draft comes around next month. So, yeah, this is going to be some jaw-dropping moments with everything going on. So congratulations to all of them that's doing it. Pittsburgh got a nice little stepping stone moving forward. Big brother, Mo! What the Pittsburgh Steelers and all the rest of these boys going to these different teams? What the Pittsburgh Steelers going to do?
An upgrade from what they had. Kenny Pickett, I don't know what he thought he was. I thought you should have stayed there and learned from Russell Wilson. Let's not forget, Russell Wilson is a Pro Bowler. Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl champion. He knows what to do with pieces. For you to act out and unprofessional like that and thought that you couldn't compete for the job and it was just yours, I thought that was a bad decision by Kenny Pickett. Now he's about to go over to Philadelphia and really sit the bench. Okay? So I think he was in a good situation, but it just opened the door for Justin Fields, who I think will learn from Russell Wilson. And, again, Russell Wilson could just be a Band-Aid. Remember, he's Justin Fields is still 25 years old. So –
for 25, 26 years old. So for him to get there, he's still young. He still can make a difference or whatnot. So I think it was a good move for him and a good move for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They haven't had anyone back there like that, like you said, I see since Ben Roethlisberger, mediocre guys, and I, to contrary to you, they still was winning. So you got to give Tomlin some type of credit on winning games with mediocre quarterbacks. It's not his fault. That's who they bringing in. But let's move on. Another big deal. Is this a big deal? I'm going to start with you first, T. Rizzy. Mike Williams, the receiver from the L.A. Chargers, who was released, got picked up a one-year, $16 million contract with the Jets. What do you think about this move for the Jets? Does this get them to the AFC Championship at least?
It's making some moves because another team other than the Pittsburgh Steelers making a lot of moves are the New York Jets. And we all know it's all because of AR-12 and what everybody's expecting from him, because I will say this. Them damn Jets took Tyron Smith from the Cowboys. Y'all know Tyron Smith was a Cowboy. He didn't just pick up and just say, I'm out of here for nothing. He know what's going on. He feels that there's something that's about to be special with the Jets and AR-12. I ain't mad at him. I am, but I'm not. Because, you know, the Dallas Cowboys believe and we built off of the offensive line. And when you lose a key piece like Tyron Smith, damn. But, once again, him going to the Jets, Mike Williams going to the Jets. Fellas, the draft is still coming. The Jets are going to make moves again. It is just getting crazy on how these players are signing with these teams. And we all know that there's something special about some of these teams. And we know AR-12 missed the whole season last season after playing only 3 or 4 downs of the very first game. So, I mean, man, damn, the Jets going to be something special. Getting Michael Williams from the Chargers, that's big. It ain't like the Jets are missing a lot. The Jets are not missing a lot. They did things with a backup quarterback that everybody wants to be cut. So, man, I'm going to give it up to the Jets. They making moves. I see. Mike Williams is going to help the Jets get to the AFC title game now that he's over there.
ICE, you there, ICE?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, hold on for a minute, man. Conference finals? I don't know. Win a division? Yes, Aaron Rodgers known for that. Win a division, get to the playoff. Great at that. What do he do? Get to the playoffs, and he either win the first game or lose the first game. So he's probably 7-8. He's below 500 as a playoff quarterback. And I know that he's in the contention of, you know, being a vice president right now, and there's a lot of things going on in New York right now. They will make the playoffs, you know, just because of him, and I think they can win that division over Miami. But for the conference finals, no. Okay.
Why are you hating on the Jets?
I like the Jets. Got a good defense, man. I know a top 5 defense, a decent running back. They got Garrett. They got the tight end, and they got Mike. And then they had Aaron Rodgers, man. So I mean, they was always in games last year, man. Even with the stuff that was going on with the quarterback situation. But Aaron Rodgers will get you to the playoffs, man. If his mind's right, man, and if he stay focused, though, he is probably the one quarterback that, you know, probably can beat Pat Mahomes in a head-to-head battle. But I think the time right now, quarterbacks is evolving right now, man. And I love Aaron Rodgers, but is he going to be Tom Brady? he never was Tom Brady. He always been like a, you know, Jim Plunkett type of guy, okay? Star, all right? Brett Favre type of guy. He been great in the regular season, as we all know, though, man. You know, he's been great. But I think the time is moving up, man, and he ain't no running quarterback like he used to be. And he's never been big in the playoffs, man, but that 1 year. So they will get to the playoffs, conference finals. I doubt it. The streets is talking. Come talk to me, baby. That ain't the boy. That ain't the boy no more. That ain't the boy no more, big boo. That ain't the boy no more because he's not with the Green Bay Packers, okay?
Big Brother Boo, Aaron Ross with the Jets, Marvin Green, got Mike Williams, Tyron Smith. Can they make it to the AFC Championship game?
Ooh, listen, it's going to be tough. They're going to be a hard out. I tell you that. With him and Garrett Wilson over there on the other side, and that gives them more flexibility on their draft pick on maybe getting the offensive lineman or the tight end from Georgia, Mr. Bowers. So they can go either way. That's flexibility with them, with the Jets. Do that now. Can they get to the AFC Championship game? This is the NFL. And I think that, yes, I think they can, just because they can, again, they did great things with a terrible quarterback. Terrible. And I'm not putting a lot on Aaron Rodgers, but their defense and substantial pieces, I think they can do some things. Anything can happen when you got a quarterback. Hey, I'm thinking the Browns going to get there. Kansas City, every team in the AFC with a good former quarterback thinks that they are in the AFC Championship game. Let's just be honest. Okay?
So you think right now he's a top five quarterback, and right now he's better than Pat – I know he's not better than Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott.
Joe Burrow.
I'm not going to put
Watson
in
there
yet.
He's better than Dak Prescott.
Stop it. I mean, he's better than a lot of quarterbacks that he just named. It's just, yeah, come on.
I mean, he was better than him. We didn't see him last year.
You right.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
He's a year older. He
that's
had
fair.
An injury.
That's fair.
I'm trying to figure that one out, though. But we will see. We wanted to see this year with the Jets, so the past year. So I hope it works out, though. Let's see where he stands.
Before we get to the break, one more.
Because one thing, I just want to say one thing. In my book, and it's probably a lot of people in Green Bay, they're one of the elite franchises from the 60s, first Super Bowl winners. Bart Starr is probably one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever come out of Green Bay. And then people will say Brett Favre, even though he do a lot of interceptions, but he's been in two Super Bowls. And then people will probably say Aaron Rodgers, like yourself. That's for me. You think he's the number one. I think he's the third best to come out of Green Bay. The streets is talking, baby.
Okay. Okay.
You said he's three?
He's three. In
he
Green
said
Bay.
Joe Montana.
Bart Starr
is two, and Brett Favre is one.
And I'm going to put
that's what
Rodgers
telling
three.
Me. You're putting Rodgers three. Okay.
In Green Bay history. He ain't
Green
won
Bay
no Super Bowls. He ain't won no
he
Super
won one.
He won one Super Bowl. He been to one. They been to two.
Right.
1-1, 2-0. Oh. Streets is talking.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, big brother.
I got you. I can't argue. I can't argue that he's not been good at NFC Championship games later in his career. Against Seattle, we choked up in Seattle. Couldn't get an onside kick. Hey, he plays special. He doesn't play special teams, but he's the quarterback, so. It's his fault. It's his fault. Let me ask you this before we go to the break. Does this give Kansas City more ammunition and more percentages of three-pitting, picking up Marquise Brown from the Arizona Cardinals? I'll start with you first, IC, before we get to the break.
Man, they added more fuel to the fire, man. That's all they needed, man. I said, oh, Lord. So he ain't the greatest receiver, okay, but he's a good receiver. And that's all he needs. That's all Pat Mahomes needs is because he can make those guys good because he's just great. He just make everybody else, you know, play good when he's around them. And I could tell how Hollywood was. He was excited to be there. So when you get down in that atmosphere, your whole attitude changed. When you know, in the winter atmosphere, we're pretty to bring out the best in you. So, you know, he's the number two to me type of receiver, though, but they got a lot of tools over there. Kelce always going to be number one, two lead. Okay? So, since Tyreek left. But that's a good pickup for Kansas, man. Good pickup, man. Wow. So, just like Brown picked up a good pick. These number two receivers, you need them. That's a nice pick for them.
Yeah, I feel you, ICE. Yeah, I feel you, ICE. Hollywood. Okay, so I'm gonna say this. I saw a few games with Hollywood playing with the Arizona Cardinals with Kyler Murray, and I would say this: when Kyler Murray was the quarterback playing with Hollywood, Hollywood was getting a whole lot of looks, and Kyler was really trying to hit him on some passes. So it let me know that, I mean, is Hollywood really like that? I didn't think he was, but when Kyler Murray was playing, he was definitely looking for Hollywood Brown. To back that up, I'm going to say this. With Hollywood Brown going and signing with the Kansas City Chiefs, that's a great pickup because everybody knows that Patrick Mahomes, he likes that fast, energetic type of player where he could just, you know, do his thing because once you make a mistake and the receiver gets behind you, he has that arm to make it, to make the pass. So to have a player like Hollywood, no, he's not Tyreek, but he is fast, not as much of a route runner, but he gets the job done. And like I said, everybody knows that once Patrick Mahomes feels comfortable with you, feel like that he can go to you, then you're definitely gonna get some shine. So I feel as if once Hollywood, begins to, especially during preseason, once Patty Mahomes get that feel for him, and be like, oh, I know what you do, then we'll see Hollywood really show up. I think it is a great pick for the Kansas City Chiefs to have a player like that over there. It's going to be a few times he's going to outrun everybody and drop the ball, but that's not going to be very often. So, he'll get better being in Kansas City. Like ICE said, once you go to a winning atmosphere, a winning locker room, then yeah, it changes everything. So to play with a player like Patty Mahomes, a quarterback like Patty Mahomes, I think Hollywood that's all you're gonna see is him smiling all the time because he's definitely gonna get the ball. Yo, Big Brother Boo, Hollywood Brown and change color red. You're going to the Kansas City Chiefs now. That's a good pickup for the Chiefs.
Whew. Man, downtown Marquise Brown, man, Hollywood, it's going to be on. Now, again, and I hate to say this, but I know they're pros. He's from Florida, though. I know he played in Baltimore. He went to Arizona. Baltimore is not like Kansas City. Arizona is not like Kansas City. So we'll see with the weather conditions, does that hamper his speed? It didn't with Tyreek Hill, but Tyreek Hill is out this world.
So I'm not going to compare him to – that would be an insult to both guys. But it should be a great – it should be a great combination. We'll see. Too much on it. I'm not. As long as he catches the ball, you know, it's not like it's T. Higgins. Okay. But, yeah, before we get to the break, it's some breaking news, man. And I know we need to get to the break real fast. When we come back, we're going to talk about it before we get to the NBA about Osansi firing his interpreter for, you know what I mean, stealing money. So we'll talk about that when we get back, what you guys think, and we'll get to our top five. Excuse me, our top six NBA and get to the asylum. Okay, so we're going to pay the bills right now. And then get to the asylum. Excuse me, then get to that NBA. And what do you think about that, man, when we come back? It's the streets. You better tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets!
Blowing niggas with rusty ass German things, keeping the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wet suit when it rains and pours and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me, sisters wanna rap me. Put it right where they back be. Keep my thuns close to me, enemies even closer. Tending kites with the Motorolas, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, obsessed with gat. Since a little dude, eating niggas full $150. Niggas could kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly bitch like that can leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead.
Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, bitch, hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot, where my nigga rock like the fuck a lot. My book launched out, speak for itself, like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer, the UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya, I'm a leader, y'all ain't some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. Bitches suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M-O, B-B, Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D-double-E-P. What? Yeah, I wish I lived a life I live. Yo, pride in you, tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit. I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. You rock that shit, that real life shit. Makes bitches wanna thug it. Makes the projects love it. We come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems, pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghost. It's gangsta how we rock. While you watch, attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big guns, we get busy, it get grisly. Beat niggas bloody, twist niggas frontin'. Get the running, for the men's get the dumping. And the fans get the thumping. M-O-B-B, got the whole spot jumping. When my niggas step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
The real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OG.
It's the streets, let's talk, it's Forrest Talk Show with a twisted hip hop. This our last segment before we get to the asylum and see who won a verbal jab with the Dream Team. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T-Row. We got ICE. We make up the Dream Team tonight. We in the building, babe. Just talking about March Madness. Get your brackets out. Who's your sleepers? Who's your number ones who ain't going to make it through the weekend? Who had to, which number ones got the easiest route? Who you think can get the easiest route to the Final Four? NFL free agency. What do you think about Justin Fields getting over there to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Mike Williams, Tyree Smith, some veteran guys over there to the Jets. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? And Marquise Hollywood Brown over to the Kansas City Chiefs. Those were three in the week that was kind of like flash plays. I know there's a lot of other ones, but I thought those were kind of like key. Whatever you think, please mention on the show, 515-605-9750. We on every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Man. Shanti Ohtani, man. His interpreter transferred $4.5 million, man, to a bookmaking operation that's being investigated by the fans. If they weren't being investigated by the fans, 4.5 could have been out that kid's bank account and him not even really knowing. What do you think about this, ICE?
I didn't know that happened, man.
What? Man, come on now. Your ears have to be to the street. They played their first game in Seoul, Korea this morning, 6 a.m., and he got an RBI.
How old is he?
I want to say he's about 27.
He ain't that old.
He's not over 30.
Didn't hear about it. I didn't hear about that. I'd be on that.
See, Rizzy, did you hear about that?
Yes, sir.
What do you think about that?
Stealing is stealing no matter how you put it. Give a damn if you're an interpreter, if you just the guy that carried the luggage, if you just the guy that drive the car. If you get caught stealing, you a thief. I don't give a damn who you are. We all know Ohtani just signed one of the biggest contracts in baseball history. You dumb motherfucker, you didn't think he was going to be missing $4.5 million out of $200. Come on, man. I can have 200 pennies. I'm going to know when 40 of them missing. I can tell you that. So if I do understand it. A lot of people get greedy. A lot of people think they can be sneaky with this shit. But you the interpreter, homeboy. You it. Man, listen. There's other people watching you. Watching him. So why would you even try? That don't even make sense to me. But guess what? Your ass fired now. You'll never get another job. You thief. You stupid ass thief. I see. What's wrong with you, boy? Taking $4 million? Come on, man.
Yeah,
I see. You talk to you, boy.
I had to go to it real quick because I don't build baseball too much like I used to do.
Okay.
But,
let me intertwine. I'm gonna say this, IC. Because I want you to get to NBA talks. Yeah, I know we was in production and you know your top six NBA teams. I need you to get that together. I'm coming to you first. But I'm gonna say this. It don't matter. You want to know why it don't matter?
Yeah, yeah.
Because agents have been stealing from these players for years. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Andre, all these agents be stealing from these players. More than $4.5 million. They just happen to catch him because of the feds. But all these agents, all these relatives be stealing from their money givers' accounts. And they just don't be getting caught. But this one did. And it don't surprise me because they do it all the time. They take the money, I don't care if it's gambling, they try to invest it, and it goes to shambles. Then they look stupid. And sometimes they don't even be stealing. They just take the money and lie to the person they got it from and say it's a great investment, knowing damn well it ain't. Man. And this ain't nothing new. This is what I'm saying. It's all on the TV screen. This ain't nothing new. Agents have been doing it
a long time. Invest in these guys' money, and these guys be okay, yeah, or whatever, or no, don't even know that the money's being invested and lose it.
I like Antoine Walker, man.
Yes, it happens. This ain't the first time. So I don't want anybody to be shocked and it's all up on the TV screen. They do this all the time. To the black athletes at that. Stop with the madness. Like this is a big thing. Now, getting to you, ICE, before we get to the asylum, I know P waiting on us. So your top 16, Anthony Edwards, what he did the other night, is he becoming the face of the NBA as you give me your top?
First of all, Anthony Edwards is probably, he could be the face, and it's a couple of them right now, but I think Wembanyama is coming right now. I love SGA's game, but he on the floor. He on the floor too much for me. This guy is a high riser. If the great Michael Jordan says he reminded him of him, that says a lot right there. So I think he can be the face. He right there, and you know he's still young. He could get it for the next three, four years. Because I think it's Wemby coming right now. Wemby is coming. Okay, so right now he could be the face right now. But it's still some guys. He ain't the head and shoulders above everybody. But after that dunk right there, man, people watching, man. But my top six, man, Boston. I'm gonna go with Boston number one. Denver still two. I'm gonna go with OKC as three, and I like. Milwaukee is coming about right now. I'm gonna put them four. I'm gonna put Minnesota five. And when the Knicks get healthy, I think they could be the team. As much as I want to put the Cavs there, but I like Marcus Morris' addition. They're playing right now against the Heat. I'm back and forth on a lot of teams. Grambling just beat Morgan State. With Donovan Mitchell, can they beat the Knicks? I don't think so, man. I will have to see if they all healthy. So I'm gonna put Knicks at number six right now. The streets is talking. Watch Milwaukee now.
Streets.
Middleton just came back.
Yeah, all right. We're going to go from six to one. Fellas, damn, man. I like the Knicks, too. And I was going to put the Knicks a little bit lower. But Jalen Brunson, man, this dude, when he left the Mavericks, I knew he was a good player when he was with the Mavericks. But with him being in New York, how he has stepped up his game, and how Julius Randle has filled in with him on that. Yeah, I'm going to say the Knicks. OG, even though he ain't played the last couple of games, and yeah, I like the Knicks. They going to be number six. Number five, I'm going to go with the Milwaukee Bucks. Because even though a lot of people talk about Dame and how he plays defense or whatnot and all of that, it's really Dame can help Milwaukee get where they need to be. So I'm gonna keep Milwaukee at number five. Number four, damn, this is where it gets tricky because. Either way you look at it, these guys could probably do the damn fool, but I don't see them really. The Clippers. The Clippers are going to be good. And right now they're really showing us what's going on, but
if one or two of them get hurt right before the playoffs start, we all know what's going to happen. So I'm going to keep the Clippers at four. Number three.
Clippers?
Number three.
You know they 4-5 the last nine games without Westbrook, right? They're 4-5
okay.
the last nine games. Okay.
It's okay. Just watch. It's not like they're getting blown out or not in the games. They just lose. But they're going to be there.
Okay.
Number three, I'm going to go with Minnesota. I like Ant-Man. It looks to me as if they really are trying to make him a superstar in Minnesota. Because there are times when Minnesota, like last night, they were down by a lot, and then all of a sudden things changed, you know. And it almost seems like we have to have an Anthony Edwards sighting for Minnesota to win. Hell, he had to bump his head on the rim to get a win recently. So
right,
he has
right.
to take a lot of shots to do what superstar. I mean, I get it. But, yeah, I'm going to keep Minnesota at number three. Number two. Go ahead.
I just want to say, Anthony, you got to make that jump shot consistent. That's the only thing he's lacking.
He has to do that. But when you're making him a superstar, when you're telling him, here, take the shot, you're going to get what you get. And he ain't there yet, but he's on his way. He just ain't there yet. All right.
Okay.
Number two. Man, okay, two A and B, Oklahoma City and Boston. Boston just keeps winning games. Oklahoma City, can't nobody stop SGA. As long as SGA is on the court, them young boys in Oklahoma City are going to look like the young boys in Oklahoma City when the other three were there. And y'all know who I'm talking about. So they look really good. Boston just won't lose at home. So, I mean, you cannot knock Boston for doing what they do. We done seen this the last three out of the 4 years that this group has been together. Well, I take that back. Porzingis just got there. But he's a great key piece, and they just keep winning. But they don't lose at home. So I can't knock them, but I can't put them above Denver because, yeah, I left Denver off my list last week. Because I just, you know, why should Denver be on your list when you know they the best team in the NBA? Ain't nobody really got what Denver has. Coaches, a starting five. They got a nice couple of pieces coming off the bench. It's not like they really missing anything. And the only thing you need is the Joker to turn up. When the Joker turns up, Denver turns out. So, man, I don't think anybody's list gonna be any different. I mean, I just may have mopped ICE words, but Big Brother Boo, come on, man, who's your top six? I know you got Denver number one.
You know, I've been rolling with them for the last 3 years, and again, that's where OKC comes into play. I know how to build a team. That's what I do. I know how to build. And OKC is building something similar to Denver. It's coming. If everybody stays in the play and they make some nice moves and they grow. So at number six, I have to replace the Clippers with the New Orleans Pelicans. They're hot right now. They're playing good basketball. And the Clippers aren't. Remember, just like the NFL, it's revolving door every week. At five, I have to go with the Milwaukee Bucks. They're steady, they're consistent, but they haven't shown me they're an elite team so far this year. They show me they're a good team, but elite, not yet. Number four, I'm going with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Why? And you want to say Ant-Man taking all the shots, and I'm telling you because he has to. Right now, because of Cat's injury, he has to take those shots. He has to do everything. And I'm happy that he's doing it, so he can see that he's that guy, and I think it was for the better, so he can see that he's good. At three, I have OKC with my man Shay shaking. Scared. He got him shaking. We know that he ain't going to make it because Shay got him scared. Okay? At two, right now, they're playing good ball. They have the most wins right now actively with six, and that's Boston. They're going to be right there in the regular season. Again, we will have to see it in the postseason. Their finals are bust. And at one, again, I'm sorry, bro. I don't know what you come up with that. They shouldn't even be in the ranking because you sound like some – come on, man. I don't get that.
Man, everybody's chasing Denver. It ain't like I had to put them on my list for you to know that Denver's good. We know that everybody's chasing Denver. Come on, man.
Man. Yeah, I would bring up something, but I'll try to bring it up next week because we didn't talk about it in our production meeting about what Paul Pierce said about LeBron James, but we'll talk about that next week.
Oh, yeah, please, let's talk about that next week. You know it's a lot of heavy words that need to be exchanged on that one.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that next week. But let's get into the commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get into the Asylum PB ready. We're going to take a 40-minute commercial break, and we'll be right back. It's the street. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Shout out to Grandma State, man. HBCU school, man. Getting it done. Street.
He meant seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
Somebody save me. Trying to please a bitch that almost drove me crazy. I was breaking bread with niggas that was shady. I said I would never change, but shit, it changed me. Somebody save me, save me. 23-1, it almost drove me crazy. In a cell all alone, can't let it faze me. I just wanna make it home to see my baby. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100 die. Bustin' choppers, selling dope, I went to running wild. Threw a drum up in my 40, shoot 100 times. 200 die, my cousin Case, to see his daughter smile. Somebody save me, save me. All this leaning, all this spurts gon' drive me crazy. I see niggas switching sides like they kidding. I can't let it kill my vibe, cause I'm too wavy. This is what I wanted, I'ma own it. Anything I ever said, I'm standing on it. Got my dog in the feds, he turning for me. I just pray that he don't say some shit to harm us. Amen. I fell in love with these streets, I seen 100 thousand. Started fucking bad bitches, I went running wild. I just pray Bobby forgive me, ain't see my son in a while. I go and pick him up from school to see him fucking smile.
Somebody said,
it's the streets of talk, it's sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. From a street perspective, it's March Madness. Next week we'll see who survives week 16. That gets you to the Final Four that weekend. Wish I could be there for that, but I'll be in Phoenix this weekend. Seeing who gonna get knocked.
Bring that ass!
Yeah, man. And listen to this. Who do you think has the easiest or hardest route? Man, who your sleepers? Give me one or two that can make it to the weekend. NFL. Hey, it's been some top free agent signings. Justin Fields been traded. Caleb Williams with his pro day. They going to iron over his pro day. What you guys think? Man, it's the street. Top six NBA team leading to this week. It's in change in my book. But let's get to the Asylum, man. All-time caller, all-time listener. Shout out to my man Lil B. My man P from Florida. P.
There
you in the building, baby. What you got for us, P?
We in the building, baby. What's going on, Drew Chain? Hope everybody good. Feel me? Enjoying this good weather. You know?
P, what it do? Don't let me down. Don't let me down on this win.
Hey, I'm gonna try not to disappoint you. All right, I'm gonna be quick because I want to hear some other people's perspective too on some of these topics. You feel me? As far as like the men's March Madness, I mean, and as far as Boogie question, like who gonna be an upset? As far as making it to like the Sweet 16, I mean, I think you said what, 5 and under? You got your 5 seed or under?
Yeah, I think
St. Mary's and I believe that's UNC, the UNC, which is the West. I think they're gonna make the Sweet 16.
Grand Canyon playing St. Mary's. Get it right, Pete. Get it right.
Yeah, man. I think St. Mary's gonna beat them, and then they're gonna end up beating Bama in the next round, in the second round, and I think they'll get to the Sweet 16 over Bama. To face UNC. I mean, as far as like any other real upsets, I mean, you can kind of see Auburn making a run to the Sweet 16. I mean, but again, there are 4 seeds. I can't really say it's like an upset for real, for real. Only other team I really got faked that's going to cause an upset is probably Wisconsin. You know what I mean? At their 5 seed in the South. I think they can beat Houston because Houston is kind of like hot and cold as far as scoring, but they got the defense. I just don't think they can score like that, you know what I mean? But I think if Wisconsin can get hot, I think they can upset and get all the way to the Elite Eight. I mean, if that's bold enough for you. As far as, like, the women, only real upset.
It's three!
On the women's side, it's probably Nebraska making it to the Elite Eight to face South Carolina. Because Nebraska, I believe, I'm trying to remember. Let's see where they. Because I know they play, I believe they play Notre Dame to make it to get to the Elite Eight. I think they could beat Nebraska, I think, because they're a low seed. I believe they're like a 6, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so I think they could beat Notre Dame, which I know Notre Dame is a number 2 seed. So I think they're going to cause an upset and bust a couple brackets. You know what I mean? Or I'd probably say only other real one is probably UConn. But only thing with UConn is probably they just don't have size like that. Like they're small for a team, you know what I mean? But they're good, you know what I mean? I just don't think that would be like a quote unquote upset. As far as like the NFL, Justin Fields signing, them trading him for a bag of Funyuns, you know, which is like a 6 round pick to a team that already has a quarterback. I mean, he's eventually gonna be the starter in Pittsburgh, you feel me? I don't think Russell Wilson's gonna work out with them. But, you know, I mean, what? That's just my opinion. I mean, I'm happy Fields get another start, you feel me, and get to go to a better organization that, you know, has some type of offensive system instead of switching coordinators every year, you know. But, I mean, as far as, like, for Caleb Williams, I mean, as far as for Justin Fields, like, it's a good pickup for the Steelers, you know. It's a low cost. It gives you another cheap QB, feel me. Like, they don't have to pick up this option, you know. If they don't want to, but I mean, they could just pay him, you know, a small bump in his salary. You know, if they have to, if they don't feel confident in Russell, they could just go with Justin Fields and say, we got our young quarterback for the future. You know what I mean? But it all depends on their system, though. Like, their little, they bring in Arthur Smith, so hopefully he could do better than, I can't even remember the freaking Matt Canada. You know what I mean? Their old OC that got fired during midseason. Hopefully he can be better than him, you know what I mean? But as far as Caleb Williams, his pro day and everything, I mean, it's like everybody going to Trevor Lawrence pro day, you feel me, when he had it. Like, it's just another hyped up, you feel me, for sure, number 1 overall pick. Like, he did well. He did what he was supposed to do, you feel me, spoke to the media and all that. He just really solidified his place, really. Like, and I mean, you could tell that it's already set in motion because you got, I mean, Keenan Allen, he was there, you feel me. And, I mean, like, you can say that's a good thing. He's trying to get to know the new QB that he knows for sure going to come in. But at the end of the day, Caleb Williams, I mean, all he could do is just show his face in the media, feel me, so these people don't get worried and start making up stories. But, I mean, he's just going through the motions right now. It's basically like one long year for him, for real, for real. I think he really just trying to make it to the draft and know for sure what team he's going to be on. But there's the other signings, I mean – the Jets signing that old-ass offensive lineman, left tackle Tyron Smith. I mean, God bless them. I mean, they sat there and hit on all those draft picks, hitting on Sauce Gardner and hitting on the running back and hitting
Come
on the edge rusher that they got. Nah, I'm saying, though, like, they hit on all these young players, you feel me? Hit on the wide receiver, you feel me, that they drafted, you know what I mean, in the top 10. You know what I mean? Hit on all these young players and then say, well, we're going to go get this old QB. We're going to go get these old pieces. We're going to try to win now instead of just building with the core that you have. Feel me, and keep drafting well. But, I mean, shout out to the Jets. I mean, I root for their downfall every day. I mean, I hope Aaron Rodgers tears his Achilles again. You feel me, for a second. I mean, shout out to the Cowboys, though. I applaud them, though. You feel me? I feel bad for Leighton Vander Esch. You feel me? He had to medically retire. I felt bad for him. He was a good player, though. But, you know what I mean? Shout out to the Cowboys. They be getting up off contracts, and I guess they trying to figure out how they going to squeeze this CeeDee Lamb and Michael Parsons and Dak Prescott contract into the salary cap. So I'm waiting to see their downfall, too. You feel me? Who going to be
there
unhappy?
There you go.
In
disappointed. Disappointed in Pete. I already knew that was coming.
You know, we can't show Texas no love like that, man. I mean, but shout out the Rangers, though. Shout out the Rangers. You feel me? I mean, for winning the World Series, y'all.
Let me ask you this,
Pete. Go ahead, big brother. Top 16 in the NBA, Pete.
Yeah. As far as my top six, I mean, you could. It's basically a winner's pick of who you really like. As far as for me, I'm gonna have to put just basically because they injured, I can't really put them in the top six because I was going to put Cleveland right there as far as, like, six. But they're in, they got some players injured right now, which I don't think they can sustain. So I'm going to put New Orleans right there at number six. I'll probably say Milwaukee probably at five, Minnesota four. I'll probably put KC at three. I have to go Boston, too, and then obviously Denver one.
Okay. I like that. I like that list.
What you think about Anthony Edwards on being maybe the face of the NBA, man? He had a tremendous dunk the other night and played through it after he dislocated his finger.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Anthony Edwards. You feel me? He's just showing that good, you feel me, a man of personality that he got. You know what I mean? As far as him being the face of the league, I mean, he got a chance. He probably up there with Tatum as far as probably like the one of the two best, you know what I mean, American born players we got right now. So I mean, he could possibly become, you know what I mean, the face of the league. But I mean, it's gonna be hard when you got players like Luka and Jokic and Embiid and Wimby coming along in the pipeline. It's gonna be hard to outshine them international players. Even being American-born, like, his team going to have to be phenomenally good. And then you still got Giannis in the background. Like, it's a lot of competition for being, you know what I mean, the face of the NBA. Like, it's right there for him, though, if he could just continue to keep getting better and keep, you know, being on the USA teams, you feel me, and go to Paris, you know, this summer and, you know, get even more, you know what I mean, name recognition outside of, like, NBA, you feel me, as far as, like, international. But he definitely got a chance, though. It ain't written in stone, but, yeah, I like it. Oh, one more thing. As far as, like, the Shohei interpreter thing, his interpreter stealing from him and whatnot, it's a crazy situation. Like, I didn't even know he had a bomb threat on him, feel me, like a couple days ago. But that,
yeah, there's some crazy shit
crazy
going on, Pete.
Yeah, like, but as far as, like, his interpreter, like, it's just sad because you got, like, literally, like, one of the easiest jobs in the world. Like, you interpret it for Shohei Ohtani. I mean, all you got to do is watch that man play baseball. You in L.A. in a nice, good state. Feel me? You making good money being an interpreter. Everybody in the locker room likes you. You go out here and steal because you got a gambling problem instead of calling 1-800-GAMBLER. You know what I mean? It's just sad to see what you said.
Boy,
calm them,
you got a problem.
Yeah, you got a problem. You know what I mean? Taking this man money like you don't make enough money to lay down a couple of parlays, you feel me? But then, like you said, he ain't never going to be able to interpret for another team because they think he's just going to come in and try to swindle again. So, I mean, it's just a sad situation. Shout out to Ohtani lawyers,
man,
though, for catching it. You feel me?
Yes. Man.
P, we appreciate the call, man. You got to call back next week. We're going to see about your pick. We're going to see. We're going to see. And as always, P, you better tell a friend and tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Hey, man, when we come back, oh, man, we hate to say it, but we got a repeat dummy of the day, man. We got a repeat. Hate to say it. It's the streets, man. Give us a call, 515-605-9750. Make sure you tune in next week. And again, only about a minute commercial. Shout out to my man BJ, man. He always tuning in, man. Shout out to my big brother. But stay on the line. We got to give you the big dummy of the day. Street. Overseas got a crowd doing mosh pit. Can't believe that I'm still in an apartment. Businessman went and got me in office. Million dollar deals, I get them often. Million dollar was serving on Spawn Street. Hot legit, he gon' stay with the chopstick. I got robbed, that shit made me a monster. He bitch, he noticed my sister, my mama. Now they houses as big as they want them. I didn't run out no motherfucking commas. Look at Lil Donna. Living like we in a race, I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately, I've been in my bag. Bro told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a tender for foul. City to city, got girls going wild. And I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo Solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them any bleeding room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them straight. Keep all the moves I've been making. By the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them great. By the time I move with this paper, I know if I stoop up one time, they gon' try to come take it. It's the streets of talk, it's sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. We coming to you live. If you want to go back and listen to the show, go to blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, SDA, the streets of talking. You go back and listen to this tonight show and many a night show. We always on. Okay, this our seventh season. We'll begin to YouTube in the summer, so be tuning in, be on the lookout. You're going to be on the tube, so subscribe to the channel, and you'll get a chance to see our faces if you want to show them. And, yeah, we're going to up the ante. We're talking about the March Madness, NFL, NBA. Ohtani Ohtani, his people, what his interpreter did. But it doesn't trump this. This young man, we know him as a phenom. We compare him to one of the greats. We compare him to no other than Derrick Rose. We compare this kid to being maybe the most athletic guard ever to do it. He's sitting on the sideline right now because he's injured. And while he's sitting on the sideline, that he's not being with the trainer, guess what he's doing, the street? He's out again with his friends, doing his West. He's in the street, man. He's doing his 1-2. He's doing his 1-2, bro. And you know when you do your 1-2, sometimes with your boys, you forget. And I don't understand what happened. How did he forget this? Because guess what he did? This young man. This young man once again riding around with his peoples, with his, as they would say, what you call it, your support team, your entourage. Your entourage once again did the dirty. Ja Morant once again was allegedly caught with a pistol. Again.
What?
Again. So for 2024, March 20th, dummy, even though it's just allegations, just for it to be brought up. How can you be riding around like that? Just to get pulled over, period. So for the day, Ja Morant, again, you are the big dummy of the day.
You gotta be. You big dummy,
You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah, you big dummy. What's wrong with him, yo?
He on that good?
I don't get it.
Y'all know what happened. The only way you get after mine is when you be on that good, or you drinking that drink, or you got something really fine next to you sitting in the passenger seat. I don't know what's wrong with Ja Morant. That boy don't like being a millionaire, obviously. Listen, Ja Morant, please call my son. Y'all can trade. I'm pretty sure he loves taking those millions and playing in your spot, because basketball is where it's at. I don't know what's on your toboggan. You done it. I see. What's wrong with that boy?
Man, I see he had to talk. You know, he's going to Pittsburgh to do the March Madness, so I see he had to get in them streets. But, man, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here, T-Rich?
Yes, sir. Shout-out. Trent Hudgens, Georgia. Arizona Christian University. They made it to the Sweet 16. They out there in Missouri. If you're out in Kansas City somewhere this weekend, go check them out. Arizona Christian University playing Indiana Wesleyan, going down. They the number 3 ranked team going into the tournament. Yeah, we doing big things. Shout out to my wife, Leanne Hood. Birthday on Saturday. We about to turn up, big brother. And I have to get the ass down there so we can turn up. Y'all know what it is. Hey, to all the callers in the asylum, T-Funk, everybody, Philly Phil, y'all know what it is. Number love from your boy T-Row. Everybody that calls in, just checking us out, it's all love. We know you're everywhere, all around the world. We love you. Ah, kiss to you. 5-finger salute. Hey, I'm going to get at you next week. Y'all know what it is. Hey, Big Brother Boo, I hope my bracket stay intact, at least until next week. Come on, Grand Canyon. Who you shout out to, Big Brother Boo?
Man, I want to give a shout-out, man, to everybody that was tuning in tonight. My man BJ, my man Lil B, my man P-Funk, Philly Phil, The Matrix, Rusky, D-Mac, my man in Delaware, my man Cass. I mean, the silent was so hot tonight, man. Just want to give all those guys a shout-out again. I want to give a shout-out to all 68 women and men who made the tournament to fulfill that dream. And hopefully they'll have one shining moment, man. So I want to give them a shout-out. Shout-out to everybody. Again, I'll be out there, man, getting some of that vitamins, you know, E this weekend. So be on the lookout for me. We're going to celebrate. I'll see you Saturday morning. No question. So maybe Friday night. So, man, make sure you be tuning in for me to hop off that plane. But remember, tune in every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time Live. Call in, 515-605-9750, or go to blogtalkradio.com. Listen to some previous shows. And remember, you cannot listen to the show unless it's taped after we do it live. So make sure you tune in. And as always, picture us rolling. Keep inspiring us. And you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street!
Oh, y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know, some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Balling on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoes see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop it. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sai, Mova, Mobrain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes and picture me rolling.
Street, up. Let's go, March Madness. Love you, boy.